Maria and Emily, look out. I don't think we're ready for this, actually. I'm not sure that we're fully prepared for what this is going to be. I'm just going to like try to get out of the way here and let them take it over. They're ready to go. Marie is like, I'm calling in. I'm ready to go. David, answer the phone. Okay.
I am ready. Hey, David.
I'm just trying to get out of the way. That's all I'm trying to do here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have Emily come in here in a minute.
Yep. She's calling in. Let me bring her in right now.
All right. All right. I think we've got Emily on the line. Hey, hey.
All right. Sorry. Emily, I don't know if I was supposed to push that button. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep, you sound great. You sound great. All right. So in this episode with CP Seattle, we are going to be talking with the one and only, the incredible, the marvelous, Emily Carmichael. Woo! And Emily is a super amazing volunteer and a state lead with a few different states. But Emily, how did you end up hearing about Common Purpose and getting involved with us?
So I initially heard about Common Purpose at an informational event that y'all did at someone's house. I was a high school French teacher for 7 years, and one of my former students' parents host a monthly indivisible meeting in their living room, and they had Common Purpose come into a presentation, and I came, and I had never heard of y'all before, and as you're doing your presentation, I realized that you were an amazing organization that I wanted to be a part of. And I pretty much just jumped right in with both feet.
Yeah, yeah. And what's your role with us right now?
So I am a team lead for 3 states. I have Alaska, Kansas, and Kentucky. So I am doing what we're all doing right now is planning trips and crossing my fingers that we're actually going to be able to travel, but also engaging in remote opportunities or trying to help y'all set up remote engagement opportunities in the meantime. So
yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
So are you calling in from home right now?
I'm calling in from home. I'm sitting in my bedroom, hiding from my 3 children who I've spent all my time with for the last 7 years. I think it's only been 6 weeks, 7 weeks almost.
Uh-huh,
7 weeks today that school's closed? Or I don't even know. I don't know, guys. I think one of them's probably playing Nintendo and the other 2 are watching some terrible show on Netflix, because that is the best way to keep them quiet so that I can have this phone conversation.
smart tips.
Yeah.
Tips from Mama Emily. I would take any day. Alrighty. So, you said that you had been with your Indivisible group, and just because I know you personally and have had the pleasure of being able to, go to some events with you and do a tour with you. I know that you are super civically engaged and involved in a lot of different ways. Can you share about some of your work and maybe why you're so engaged and why action is just important to you?
I think for me, it was for a lot of people who kind of felt like we'd been asleep at the wheel, the 2016 election was just a huge, scary wake-up call. And I just, you know, felt devastated and felt grief and just really, you know, looked around at my kids and thought, God, we've really just let you all down. I mean, this was totally on us and we didn't, and, you know, we messed it up. So I felt so at a loss for what to do to try and help, to try and fix it. And I looked around and was like, oh my God, there's so many issues that I want to address. You know, how do I do that? I don't want to be like a mile wide and an inch deep. I want to really do what I can to make change. So I just started kind of throwing myself in anywhere and everywhere. And I was just, I did like a League of Women Voters workshop. I mm-hmm. did, I went to all sorts of events just to learn about different organizations. And I ended up getting into electoral work, trying to get better leaders elected because I found out about an organization called Emerge that helps recruit and train Democratic women to run for office. So I went to, in, I think February of 2017, I went to an info session for Emerge and learned a lot about, you know, how few women leaders we have in office and how women are better at consensus building. And that if women run, they actually get elected at about the same rate as men. There's just not as many women running. And I had this epiphany that if instead of just like being issues based and tackling all these different issues that I was really passionate about, if we get better people in office, we can try and fix all the things. So, I did with Common Purpose. I just jumped in with both feet and have been involved with Emerge ever since then. I'm actually the chair of their board currently, and I went through their training program in 2018. So, so that's how I started doing a lot of canvassing and voter engagement. It was like helping Emerge trained candidates get elected, or just, you know, helping like in 2017.